Aurora Borealis. At this time of year, at this time of day, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen.
Yes.
May I see it?
Hey! We're recording the podcast! Shut up!
Good morning to you, wherever you are, because it is... America Bar! For April 8th, 2024. My name is Bernie Burns, sitting right out of the way of the window is Ashley Burns. How you doing, Ash?
Yeah, not too bad. Enjoyed the weekend. How about yourself?
Pretty good. There was people who felt betrayed.
Betrayed?
Betrayed by the fact that I had re-recorded the intros, the shut up, or we're recording the podcast, shut up, and the burger, when I revealed that last week. I also sent a notification beforehand to people I know at Rishi, just so you can avoid any awkward conversations. It'll be weird that I have like what seems like a sample at the beginning of it, but it's not.
But in fact, it's not a sample.
But The Simpsons was, I did not recreate that. Isn't that funny how that works? Isn't that funny? What's fair use and what's not? Aurora Borealis.
Speaking of, there's been a lot of interesting weather phenomena happening, and that is currently ongoing depending on where it is morning for you.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday. Today is the eclipse. In North America, this is a solar eclipse. So that's the moon going across the sun and eclipsing the sun. And so it's going to be dark in the middle of the day.
And the cool thing about it is that the moon is the exact right size to perfectly block the sun, even though they are magnitudes apart in distance from their distance from the Earth. It's almost like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I do think that's incredibly convenient.
You don't believe in any conspiracy theory?
That is incredibly convenient that these two astronomical bodies would have that incredibly precise of a property.
Well, it doesn't exactly fully block it though, right? You get the ring.
Yeah, but it's like, have you ever seen the renditions or renderings of what an eclipse looks like on another planet? Like what? Was it Phobos on Mars when it transitions the sun and what that looks like?
No, I have not.
It's underwhelming. It's like a black dot just on the sun.
That you also can't look at anyway because you might damage your eyes.
Yeah. Excuse me, I said transitions. I meant it transits. That's the term. Transits the sun.
Speaking of which, still be careful with your eyes. But there is, it's happening around midday. We hear a lot about it because Texas... Austin specifically is in the path of the totality, which means it's going to be a full eclipse. So because we know and follow so many people in Austin, we're still hearing a lot about it. If you are in Austin, by the way, you'll have a totality from 1:35 p.m. to 1:38 p.m. There's a handy map that is tracing exactly when you will get the eclipse and the totality, depending on where you are in the United States. So we'll link that.
Theoretically.
So unless
we're recording this at 3:30 a.m. Austin time right now. And according to my handy dandy weather prediction tool on my iPhone, it's going to be cloudy all day with thunderstorms starting at 6 p.m.
Oh, my God. That's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, at least thunderstorms don't start until 6. And I will say this about Austin is it always had a way of not having weather that was predicted for the area.
Can't they do anything? Can nothing be done? Like, I feel like we don't mess with clouds because it seems like it's more trouble than it's worth. Or it's like, once we like break that seal, then we're going to do it all the time. But really, can nothing be done? Can we not get up there with a bunch of helicopters? I mean, serious here. There are clouds, right? Just if everybody in the city of Austin looks up and goes, it's got to have
really
some.
Hard.
It's got to have some effect. Some effect.
Yeah.
Something can be done.
Theoretically. But if you look at clouds, they operate on a very different scale. When you get a cloud the size of a city, it's tough to just... here's what we do. We call in S.H.I.E.L.D. and get them to get their helicarriers in town. Those have the really big, like, spinny engines, motor things that keep them airborne, right? So we just call in S.H.I.E.L.D. Or let's talk to Space Force. Maybe they can launch a nuke at it.
No, dude. What are we talking about? It's Texas. Shotguns. Everybody. No. I don't want to do that as a joke. I'm dead serious here. There were people in Florida during a hurricane who went out and shot at the hurricane. That's not a joke. Like that happened. They shot like at the sky at the hurricane.
Okay, so in that scenario, can the hurricane press charges?
I don't know. I think wherever those bullets land, those people can press charges. Florida hurricane idiots shooting. Let's see. People shooting. All right. And then what else is going on? So I played the Aurora Borealis clip. There's this huge eclipse that's taking place in Austin today. I said a clip. I meant eclipse. That's taking place in Austin. Are you sorry to be missing it?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. I'm really sorry to be missing it.
It'd be really cool to see. It's a once in a lifetime, total eclipse. And it's very exciting. And it's a bummer to be missing it. But I don't think that we can race the sun there at this point. I think we're too late.
Let me just read this article. This is from September 2017 in The Standard. Buyer beware of this. I'm not familiar with this publication. Do not shoot weapons at Hurricane Irma. Florida sheriff forced to tell Americans not to fire guns at superstorm after bizarre event. A sheriff in Florida has ordered residents not to fire their guns at Hurricane Irma after tens of thousands of people showed interest in a bizarre mass shooting when the storm arrived. More than 53,000 people showed interest in a Facebook event titled Shoot.
I knew as soon as you started talking about it, like some massive one, I was like, oh God, tell me this is not a Facebook event.
53,000 people showed interest in a Facebook event titled Shoot at Hurricane Irma, while 25,000 others said they were going to take part. Obviously, that's just people having fun on the internet. But
well, you like to think so, but then again, it is Facebook. And Facebook is now populated by the older generations that are less meme-y and more actually going to shoot at the sky.
It's 2024. Here's my solution. Drones. Everybody, fly your drones. Make a tunnel. Whoosh up through the clouds and see the eclipse. You can do it. So we're far enough north to where we have the Aurora Borealis.
Theoretically.
We have the Northern Lights. And we're not in zero light pollution, as they say. Light pollution is a word or a phrase that I use, and I get nervous when I say it because I said it around a guy who was like one of these guys who anytime he hears about anything that's environmentally oriented. And he laughed and laughed and laughed about the word light pollution. I was just going, no, I mean just light from the city bleeding up into the sky. And he goes, pollution from light. He was like, he just went off. And he would.
It just means that you can't necessarily see the stars as clearly because lights from nearby cities, towns, populated centers tend to they're bright enough to drown out the lights, the stars in the sky. If you go out to a zero light area, and there are some, there's actually one in Scotland. I want to say it's in the Cairngorms National Park.
Yep.
And you can go out to these zero light areas. You took us one in Texas as well to do some stargazing.
It's not that far away. You can look up.
Canyon of the Eagles, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, you can look up zero light pollution sites near you, and you'd be surprised, even if you live in a major city, that you can find one that's relatively close to you.
It's cool to go out to them as well, because you look up, and assuming that it's a clear night, you see so many stars that you understand why they used to be like considered like magical or like mystical or why there was poems about them. There are so many of them out there.
Especially
and they do,
when you look you towards the Milky
ribbons.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see just these ribbons of stars that you just can't see them if you're in a populated area.
If you go on a new moon, when the light from the moon is at its absolute minimal, amount, then you can go and do that.
Asshole moon and its pollution.
Let me read the actual what the term light pollution means according to Wikipedia. Light pollution is the presence of unwanted, inappropriate, or excessive artificial lighting. So it basically comes from cities. It basically raises the ambient lighting of your environment. So we do have some of that here, and we could go out. The problem is it's very unpredictable and very temperamental, and we have all these apps that will sometimes wake us up at 1:30 in the morning saying,
you got a red alert.
We're in the red.
Can probably see it. And generally what happens is we look out and we go, oh, it's cloudy.
Yeah, it is cloudy a lot. And also it's like I do have now a tripod ready to go, like by the front door, to run out, because the best way to see it is to do a time-lapse photography. And you can do that now, at least on an iPhone. There's apps you can do that do like long exposure, more so than even the native night setting that the iPhone has. So I have some of those long exposure apps, and I'm just waiting to capture it.
Yeah, because from what I understand, you see all these pictures of the Northern Lights, but that's not necessarily what they look like to the naked eye. Hard to say, as I haven't seen a good one yet.
And occasionally we'll get a massive magnetic storm where they'll come in and the aurora borealis and northern lights are pink and not green.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I still live in hope that one day I'm going to see a really good one and it's going to blow my mind.
I had friends, they went dog sledding up to northern Sweden and they went on this whole big adventure to see them and stayed multiple nights. No northern lights, just didn't happen.
Yeah, you can't make it happen. So my sympathies to the eclipse people who end up with clouds. That sucks.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's especially if people have been planning this for a really long time, especially people who had a vacation. If you live in Austin, it's not quite as bad.
No, you're going to go out and you're going to look up and go, oh, yeah, okay. And then you're going to finish your lunch break and go back inside probably. Yeah.
Does this feel like this eclipse is bigger than any other one that you've heard about in recent history?
I feel like I have heard more about it. But again, because Austin is in the path of totality, the kinds of people that like we follow on social media or that we hear from directly are more affected and are going to be more excited.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I'm sorry that we're not going to be there, but there seems to be a lot of concern about people staying indoors during this one and being safe. I've heard more messages about that than I've heard for any other eclipse before.
I haven't heard about that, but maybe it's because they're worried people are going to shoot at it.
And there was that famous photo of Trump like looking up into the sun during an eclipse that happened.
Yes, and it is true that you're not supposed to look at directly at eclipses. There are specific sunglasses and tools for that, but I don't know that a solar eclipse like this is quite as dangerous because it is the sun being eclipsed. Is that?
Yeah, I read an article about, wait, no. You saying there's more danger?
This is the dangerous one?
Well, because you're looking at the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're looking at a lunar eclipse, you're looking at the Earth blocking the moon from the sun.
Okay, that makes more sense.
This is you're looking at the sun, and the moon just happens to get in the way. Don't look at the sun. I mean, that's like the bottom line. If you're looking in the direction of the sun, have as much protection as you possibly can.
I remember I must have been in elementary school, kindergarten. Very, very young anyway. And I remember we used cardboard and poked holes in it or something to make some kind of camera for eclipses.
It was really funny. One of the funniest jokes I ever heard, and I forget who said it, but it was some guy. He was talking about a girl who had a really great butt. And he was talking about, that is amazing. You have to look at that through a hole in a paper plate. And it was such a great reference.
There have been a couple of other really crazy weather phenomena happening. Did you hear about the storm in China?
I did hear about this. I read the headline on it. Tell me what the story is, though.
So the headline here is freak winds kill three people by pulling them from apartments in China.
So the high winds broke their windows in their high-rise apartments and then sucked them out.
Yes. And not just them. Wow. This was at least two different apartments in the same building. One was a lady and her grandson, and then the other one was just another lady. It sucked everything out. Their mattresses, so like even like really heavy stuff, just sucked them right out of their high-rise. So that's a fun new fear to have.
That's an incredibly disturbing thing that you could just be sitting there in your apartment in high winds.
Like minding your own business going, wow, it's a howler out there.
I don't even like when the building rocks, when I'm in a tall building like that and it's rocking in the wind. That freaks me out.
Yeah.
So they're designed to do that.
There was another fun phenomenon, not weather, but definitely geological. There was an earthquake in New York.
And there was an earthquake in Taiwan. And this week they're lauding all the protections they put in place for earthquakes in Taiwan and how well prepared they were for this gigantic earthquake they had. There was a lot of devastation, but at the same time, it would have been, as in their own words, much worse in other parts of the world because we were prepared for it. But the important thing to take away from this conversation is, Ashley, New York had an earthquake. If it happened in New York, then it really happened.
Well, it's rare there, right? I didn't even know New York was anywhere near a fault. So for me, that was a surprising thing and noteworthy. Whereas somewhere like Los Angeles, they're like, yeah, oh, it's a Tuesday.
There was a lot of snark, by the way.
From Twitter, Californians?
Both Californians and New Yorkers who are going back and forth. And I read somebody who was defending themselves. They said, they're from New York, and they said, you got to understand, this is really unique and crazy for us. Just imagine, you know, a person in New York having an earthquake. That would be like if you were in Los Angeles and you got a good slice of pizza or a fresh bagel. That would be, it would be like that for y'all.
That's such New York shade. That's a very specific brand.
All right. What else is going on in the world?
Well, it's a completely different track, but Disney has announced that they're doing a password sharing crackdown, just like Netflix on Disney Plus and ESPN. We knew this was going to happen. I think you and I had discussed this as soon as it worked for Netflix. Netflix had their crackdown. Everyone was like, well, I'm going to cancel. They ended up gaining 6 million subscribers from it. Netflix did. So the second that happened, and it wasn't a disaster, and it was, in fact, a huge success, you knew everyone else is going down this track. So Disney has announced that they are going to start cracking down in some regions. They haven't announced exactly which regions in June, and then they're going to widen that in, I think, September. Yes, September this year. So it's coming. And Max has also announced that they have
just
plans
Max now
to do the same thing, but they haven't really announced a timeline yet.
Listen, they're all going to follow suit. Everyone's going to do it. I don't see why they wouldn't, because it worked so well from Netflix, and there didn't seem to be a lot of blowback from it either.
There was momentary blowback, but a lot of the blowback came beforehand, right? It was people saying, I'm going to cancel. No one is ever going to do this. And yet they ended up with an extra 6 million subscribers. And they're probably not sorry to see the freeloaders go, because that's less bandwidth they're paying for.
Like, as a metaphor, when I worked at the call center, we had a white phone in the break room that people could use to make calls, because no one had mobile phones. So there was a white phone, and you could use it to make personal phone calls when you were on break or whatever. The thing was, we had so many 800 numbers for different clients that would come into the call center that whenever we had a spare one, we would just point it at the phone. But these 800 numbers would get reused and things, and sometimes we'd get one that had been used for something 10 years ago pointed at the phone in the break room.
So sometimes what? The
phone would just ring.
The white phone rings.
The white phone would ring, and you'd pick it up. We would always answer, hi, white phone. that's just how we answered it. You know, it's also customer service reps who are like on break. So it's like a little bit of stress relief when, you know, a wrong number comes in. You know you're not going to be recorded and all that stuff. And so I was walking by one time, and it rang. And I answered, go, white phone. And this lady on the line, she goes, I'm calling about my account. And I said, no. I said, this is, you probably have the wrong number. This is like an old 800 number that's no longer in use. So it's probably the wrong thing. She goes, I'm calling Bank of the United States to make up something. She was calling her bank. And I said, oh, yes, ma'am. I said, that is not, that they used to use this 800 number. This is just, it's literally just a phone in a break room. And she goes, well, what's their new 800 number? And I said, I wouldn't have that information. I don't know. And she goes, you have terrible customer service. I just go, you're not a customer. I just like hung up. It's just like the lady just was in that mode of like, I'm calling a number. I'm a customer when I'm calling it. Whoever answers has to service me. And it's like, no, you don't. I really don't. You're not. I have no relationship to you. Click.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
And there was never a point in time in the call center where you just hang up on a, I mean, unless you were abusive, you can't just like, hang up on a customer. So it's really great to be able to just go, meh.
Yeah, here we go. You got caught in a password crackdown when you were traveling, didn't you? The Netflix one?
Yeah, I got a, they were just like, hey, you're on your Netflix account in a region that you're not normally in. What's going on with you? Who are you? Send us. We're going to send some verification stuff to you. It was like a two-step process.
Interesting. So they basically did a two-step verification on you, like send you like a code or whatever, and then you just still use it. And it's like, okay, you're good.
All right, before we go any further, I do want to say thank you very much to Ashley. Nate G, who has made this podcast ad-free for the rest of our listeners. Nate G, what a guy.
I heard Nate is such a G.
Just amazing. Just amazing. Amazing. All right, thanks, Nate G. We appreciate it.
I heard that he can watch Netflix from anywhere.
From anywhere. He can look directly at the sun. The rest of you cannot. It's off limits. Nate, don't do that. We want you to survive. All right. Let us know what your plans are. I also want people to, I want to try something. I sent an idea to Eric over at Rooster Teeth a year ago, which is coffee mugs, because I want to see people's coffee mugs. I said, you should just have them talk about like their favorite coffee mug that they have. And then they have like the listeners send in their favorite coffee mug.
Like, it's like a picture of like their mug.
I have my NASA coffee mug today. And this has a feature of a mug that I love, which is it has two colors. It's got the exterior color, and then the inside of the cup is a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
it's
a nice contrast.
It's ceramic mug. It's not metal. It's not plastic. It's not even glass. Like, I don't like a clear glass coffee mug. I don't like that. I'm really particular about coffee mugs. Are you the same way?
Less so than you, I suspect, because I'm fine with a glass mug, except I like them double-walled because then it's nice and insulated. I feel like the coffee stays warm longer. I do like the contrast where it's a different color on the inside. And bonus points if they put something fun like at the bottom of the cup, like a little, like a frog or something, that as you drink the coffee, it exposes the frog. You go, hello, frog.
What are you doing? I love it. I love it. All right. So I'll make a thread on our subreddit where everyone can post their coffee mugs because I want to see people's coffee mugs.
Show us your mugs.
I want to see them. I want to see them.
Send us your mug shots.
And I'll post mine as well. All right. Well, that does it for us today. We did say on Friday we've got some announcements this week. So if you're a person who banks up episodes, be sure to listen at least Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. We'll have some announcements to make later on.
And some stuff that you might not want to miss.
Yes. But that does it for us today, April 8th, 2024. Ashley, we will be back to talk to you tomorrow. I hope they'll be here as well.
Bye, everybody.